So this question is, I'm a new Muslim. My question is, why don't we commemorate the martyrdom of Hussein alayhi salam? As Sunnis, shouldn't we be concerned that within 50 years of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam's death, his grandson was murdered? It seems like we should commemorate his martyrdom too. Yes, we should. I agree. We should commemorate his martyrdom. We should remember him. We should constantly be praising the Ahlul Bayt. And of course, Imam al-Hussein is, as the questioner said, a grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only that, he's a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a lot of the times, I think people get caught up in emotion. They get caught up in, again, this kind of divisive rhetoric. So there are people who, I mean, I've quoted hadith in our books during a khutbah praising Ahlul Bayt, and people will come up to me and say, "Are you a Shi'i?" And they don't know I'm from Iran, because if they knew I was an Iranian named Ali, they would assume you're. But they don't know anything about me, right? Why do you think I'm a Shi'i? You said this about Imam Hussein. I said this hadith is in Tirmidhi. This hadith is in Bukhari. What are you talking about? Oh, I've never heard this hadith. You know, that's a shame. You know, so I think people, for the sake of not being labeled a certain thing, are not being true to their tradition. You know, and that's unfortunate. You know, but that we should definitely, you know, when you say commemorate his martyrdom, you know, there are certain practices that our Shia brethren do to commemorate the martyrdom that are not acceptable according to the Sunni ulama. Okay, so there's different ways, as I said in my lecture, there's different ways in which we commemorate Ahlul Bayt. There's different ways in which different Sunnis commemorate the Mawlid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone believes in the Mawlid of the Prophet. Mawlid means he was born. Right? Everyone believed. You have to believe that. And everyone has to show joy. They have to have joy in their hearts that the Prophet was born. You have to. But it doesn't mean you have to go to a gathering and listen to poetry about the Prophet. You can if you want. You don't have to. Right? So we commemorate Imam al-Hussein in different ways. You know, the deen is vast.